Land of Dreams.
Take the trip with us
on Radio SI.
So, hi friends. So, I would like to give a short introduction about myself. I'm from India, and in India, in my city, we greet people by saying Namaskar. And in Hindi, we greet people by saying Namaste. And here in Slovenia, whenever I meet someone, I say Zdravo.
And your name is?
My name is Joytri. I'm from Calcutta in India.
And that's Bengal?
That's Bengal, yes.
Okay, and your friend here is from the same place as you?
Yes, my friend is also from Calcutta, but he is actually originated from one of a small town close to Calcutta. So he can introduce himself.
Yeah, I'm not from Calcutta. I'm from near about Kolkata, from the village.
And your full name is?
Sneha Sispal.
Okay, and you've been here for?
Okay, I'm here already 3 years.
And loving it so far?
Yeah, I love Slovenia too much. Where is my tea?
And you all have your own cupboards here?
Yes, own cupboards and
I
own
see numbers,
refrigerators.
Yeah.
And also own, we have two cupboards. Uh-huh. Two cupboards, one refrigerator.
Okay. And every cupboard has a key and a number?
Yeah, it's privatized. So they have their own keys for all the cupboards and refrigerator.
Okay. And your cupboards are full of things.
Yes. Potato, onion and oil, something big things.
I am here as a PhD student in Slovenia and I'm doing research on Buddhist ethics.
And you're leaving soon, so why are you leaving, Joytri?
Yes, I'm leaving to get married and I'm leaving a little early to do the preparation for the marriage. Indian marriages includes lots of rituals. So there are lots of rituals that I have to do. So I'm going a little early, do lots of shoppings, and then guests will come. So I have to prepare for their accommodation. And then finally, the rituals will start.
And don't get offended for me asking, but you know who your husband is?
Yes, in our cities, the culture is very common, like in Europe. We choose our own partner, we decide and plan everything by ourselves. So it is not at all forced. Though in villages in India, still this happens. People doesn't know whom they are getting married.
Arranged marriages,
and on the day of marriage, they get to see their partner. Still it happens in villages in India. But the cities, people are very modern like in Europe.
So you know who you're going to say yes to?
Yes, of course. Absolutely.
So what are the things that you will be taking back with you from Slovenia as gifts or presents?
From Slovenia, the main thing that I love is Slovenian wine. So before I leave Slovenia, I will not forget to take wine for my friends. Because back in my country, my home, my friends loves wine. So I would not forget to take wine, lots of wine. And obviously chocolates, which I can't forget. And I have seen like the cosmetics. It's very good in Europe. So I'm taking few cosmetics for my family back in home. Yes, that's all. So I personally love Sufi music. The meaning of the lyrics are very strong. And usually these Sufi songs are played to show love towards God or towards your partner or for anyone. So it's a strong love that they interpret through the song.
And the name of the song is?
Rashke Kamar is from one of the Indian movie, Bollywood movie.
Chot dil pe wo khai ma You're listening to Land of Dreams, this week with Joitri Sarkar, an Indian in Slovenia.
What's the air like, or the smells? What are the smells like in Slovenia? Is there a difference?
Of course, because I'm from city. For me, it's very different. In Calcutta, you will not believe that most of the boys, they like to pee outside on the street. It's very commonly seen in the street. Okay. So in my city, I have smelled lots of bad things. There are open drainage system. The drainage system is not covered. And also people have the habit to throw whatever they eat, throw on the street. Anything. They don't look for a trash or dustbin. So because of those, also there are lots of bad smells around. And in Maribor, the smell is different because there are lots of trees, lots of mud and moisture. The same smell I get when I go to village in Calcutta, but not in the cities. In the cities, it's very polluted. And the smell of this tree, the mud and the moisture is here, which is very nice. I love. So when I was in Calcutta, I have never traveled to other cities alone. I have never. But in Slovenia, I have just been here for 2 years now and I have traveled so many countries alone, all alone. I feel it is more safe. And traveling for girls like us alone, not a problem. We can do any time. I have traveled at night also at 3 o'clock at night. I had no panic. I was not at all scared. Slovenian water is comparatively very clean and very fresh compared to the water that we drink in India. In Calcutta, water is mostly iron consisted of. So we have to filter. We don't use water without filter. Okay. But here in Slovenia, in dormitories, we use the tap water directly from the kitchen. Okay. We don't have to filter the water. Okay. And it's very clean. I feel in Slovenia, water and air, excellent. Excellent.
Is there something, though, that you would change in Slovenia?
In 2 years, I have just faced a little bit problems in government work. And most of the government offices in Maribor, I have seen, they don't speak in English. It's a huge problem I faced. And obviously, I would want people to be a little more friendly towards the international people. Because going alone for such work is a pain. They don't speak English. They don't attend properly. Lots of problem. So that is the only thing so far I faced. I can't comment anymore. So yes, I have no long plan to live in Slovenia. So I wish to live with my husband and but yes, not in my city in Calcutta, that is for sure. No, I have left and I want to explore more places. And after living for 2 years in Slovenia, I am enjoying the weather and the infrastructure here. Yeah. So I'm sure it will be very difficult for me to go back to my city and live back there. Yeah. So I'll try to live somewhere with a similar infrastructure.
I wish you good luck.
Thank you so much. And I wish people travel to India to see our different cultures, different places, and to enjoy Indian food. And of course, our Taj Mahal. I have to promote Taj Mahal because it's one of the seven wonders. And so please come to our country and please find a local, good Indian local people who will be always there with you. And you will enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Land of Dreams.
Only on Radio SI.